Вы сейчас будете выполнять тест по аудированию. Во время его выполнения перед каждым заданием дана пауза с тем, чтобы вы смогли просмотреть вопросы к заданию, а также паузы после первичного и повторного предъявления аудиотекста для внесения ответов. По окончании выполнения всего раздела «Аудирование» перенесите свои ответы в бланки ответов. Вы услышите 6 высказываний. Установите соответствие между высказываниями каждого говорящего 1-6 и утверждениями, данными в списке AG. Используйте каждое утверждение, обозначенное соответствующей буквой, только один раз. В задании есть одно лишнее утверждение. Вы услышите запись 2. Занесите свои ответы в таблицу. У вас есть 20 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
Now we are ready to start. Speaker 1.
I suppose I watch several films a week, whether that's at the cinema, on TV, or getting a DVD from the local video store. What have I seen in the past few days? The latest Star Wars movie. That was fantastic. The effects were brilliant. A comedy with Hugh Grant. He's so funny, I just laughed and laughed. Oh, and a movie I've wanted to see for a long time. Cinema Paradiso. It was incredible, really moving. I cried for the last hour.
Speaker 2.
I'd much rather watch a romantic comedy, say something with Hugh Grant in it, or a movie like Cinema Paradiso, than a big-budget blockbuster like Star Wars or War of the Worlds. I mean, they just use computers to create the effects, don't they? I'd much rather see a film with good acting and a good script than loads of explosions or computer-generated aliens.
Speaker 3.
I love films. I can watch anything, really. It doesn't matter if it's just full of special effects or it's a really simple drama. I go to the cinema quite often, but I'd never decide to see a film on the basis of what it said in the paper. That's just one person's opinion, isn't it? And reviewers look at films differently to the rest of us anyway. No, if I like the sound of a title, or if I know any of the actors in it, I'll probably risk it.
Speaker 4.
Well, I do like going to the cinema, but it's not as cheap as it used to be. If we take the kids, by the time we bought some popcorn and had a drink, it's about £50. That's a lot of money for a couple of hours of some special effects. It's a shame, though, because the kids really do enjoy seeing a film in the cinema. Makes it more of an event. It's just not worth it financially, though.
Speaker 5.
Well, we do watch quite a lot of movies at home. We watched the latest Star Wars film only the other night on DVD. Great effects, by the way. But the problem with watching films at home is that there's too many distractions. People talk and the phone rings, that kind of thing. When you actually see a film on the big screen, you get so much more involved with what's happening. It's strange. There's more people around you, but you can actually concentrate more.
Speaker 6.
There are just so many films on these days that it's not always easy to decide what you want to see. Reviews in magazines or online can be useful, but I usually want to ask people I know what they think of the films. They know what I like, and they usually have a good idea of whether I'd like a film or not. Sometimes they get it wrong, but not often.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you'll hear the text again. Speaker 1.
I suppose I watch several films a week, whether that's at the cinema, on TV, or getting a DVD from the local video store. What have I seen in the past few days? The latest Star Wars movie. That was fantastic. The effects were brilliant. A comedy with Hugh Grant. He's so funny, I just laughed and laughed. Oh, and a movie I've wanted to see for a long time. Cinema Paradiso. It was incredible, really moving. I cried for the last hour.
Speaker 2.
I'd much rather watch a romantic comedy, say something with Hugh Grant in it, or a movie like Cinema Paradiso, than a big-budget blockbuster like Star Wars or War of the Worlds. I mean, they just use computers to create the effects, don't they? I'd much rather see a film with good acting and a good script than loads of explosions or computer-generated aliens.
Speaker 3.
I love films. I can watch anything, really. It doesn't matter if it's just full of special effects or it's a really simple drama. I go to the cinema quite often, but I'd never decide to see a film on the basis of what it said in the paper. That's just one person's opinion, isn't it? And reviewers look at films differently to the rest of us anyway. No, if I like the sound of a title, or if I know any of the actors in it, I'll probably risk it.
Speaker 4.
Well, I do like going to the cinema, but it's not as cheap as it used to be. If we take the kids, by the time we bought some popcorn and had a drink, it's about £50. That's a lot of money for a couple of hours of some special effects. It's a shame, though, because the kids really do enjoy seeing a film in the cinema. Makes it more of an event. It's just not worth it financially, though.
Speaker 5. Well, we do watch quite a lot of movies at home. We watched the latest Star Wars film only the other night on DVD. Great effects, by the way. But the problem with watching films at home is that there's too many distractions. People talk and the phone rings, that kind of thing. When you actually see a film on the big screen, you get so much more involved with what's happening. It's strange. There's more people around you, but you can actually concentrate more. Speaker 6.
There are just so many films on these days that it's not always easy to decide what you want to see. Reviews in magazines or online can be useful, but I usually want to ask people I know what they think of the films. They know what I like, and they usually have a good idea of whether I'd like a film or not. Sometimes they get it wrong, but not often.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.